Good morning. This is Pia Krishankutty, Principal Correspondent with the print covering foreign affairs and trade. Today, India's Foreign Minister, Dr. S. Jaishankar, will meet fellow counterparts from five emerging economies in Cape Town, South Africa. This will be for the BRICS Foreign Ministers meeting. BRICS is a bloc of emerging economies comprising Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. This year, South Africa holds the presidency. Now, what are the key issues likely to be discussed at this meeting in Cape Town? For one, settling trade in local currency, the prospect of a common currency among BRICS countries, and inclusive multilateralism are likely to dominate discussions among foreign ministers today. Analysts say China may push its 12-point peace plan for the Russia-Ukraine war at the foreign ministers' meeting, but it is unlikely to find total consensus. The meeting today will, in a way, pave the way for the 15th BRICS summit later in August, which is expected to see the participation of PM Narendra Modi, Russian President Vladimir Putin, Chinese President Xi Jinping, and other heads of state. For Jaishankar and his Chinese counterpart, Chen Gang, this will be their third interaction this year, despite the ongoing border standoff along the line of actual control. In recent weeks, questions loomed over Russian participation in BRICS meetings, given the International Criminal Court's arrest warrant for Putin over alleged war crimes. But South Africa, being the host of BRICS, has now issued blanket diplomatic immunity to all leaders attending the August summit. Though the foreign ministers are expected to discuss the prospect of a common currency here in South Africa today, this would be tricky as BRICS economies are dramatically different in terms of their economic trade, growth, and financial openness. It's also unclear if India and China will find agreement amid an ongoing border standoff. It's also possible that technical concerns about local currency trading will be raised among BRICS foreign ministers today. Last month, during the Shanghai Cooperation Organization or the SCO Council of Foreign Ministers meeting in Goa, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov expressed that there are problems in the rupee-ruble payment system. He explained that Moscow had accumulated billions of rupees in accounts in Indian banks but cannot utilize it unless it is transferred to another currency. Now, apart from this, analysts also say there might be a wider discussion in the BRICS foreign ministers' meeting about the urgency to end the Ukraine war, as well as in dealing with its impact on global food and energy security. Thanks so much for listening.